Thank you. Thank you. sister, say, the Lord bless you. Continue to pray for her, but Sister Ann Hernandez is improving.
Amen.
Scripture I'd like to read you. I just love it. I've been going through these Hebrews with you and everything, and I just love this. This is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. The author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Who are you? A royal seed of Abraham. Amen. I love that. Yes, sir. Royal seed of Abraham. Amen. So the Lord bless you this evening. We have the privilege to sit tonight and feast at the table of the Lord and hear close to 2 hours directly the voice of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah.
Well, tonight is loaded. I love it. So as we get ready, let's stand our feet as we take this other prayer request also before the Lord. It's an unspoken request. Let's just take all of everything that we have on our heart and take it before the Lord. Because He's perfect. He cares for us. He loves us. He's working everything out for us. Whether we feel it, see it, or doesn't, it doesn't matter how, whatever it is, He's working it out for us to His perfect will. If we'll just yield to that, He'll take care of it. Just perfect. Amen. So as we sing this song, reach out and touch the Lord. Let's just lay it at His feet. Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord.
Joseph and his wife, Sister Valerie, and Brother Billy Paul, his wife, Sister Lois, Brother Jeremy's out of town. We want to remember him and his wife, Sister Princess, the Branham family, the Voice of God Recordings, our brothers and sisters around the world. Amen. God bless you. Forgive my humanity of forgetting that. I'm sorry. So we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that even in the midst of our humanity and our failures, Lord, before You, You're still perfect, and we're still royal seed of Abraham. Thank You, Lord. We're in that covenant, Lord. You never fail, Lord. We love You, Lord Jesus. We thank You for Your blood, Lord. For there's power in the blood, power to save, power to heal, power to transform us from what we are, just wretched sinners, to children of the King. We love You, Lord, this evening, and we commit all these prayer requests before You, Lord, knowing, Lord, that You'll work it all out for Your perfect will. Don't make mistakes. We love You, Lord, this evening, and we pray for the bride around the world. Lord, Your children, the Branham family, Brother Joseph, and all, Lord. Lord, now we just invite You into this service this evening, Lord, to have full control. We invite You, Lord, we want to come to Your table and just feast on every part of the menu. Lord, we didn't come to pick and choose tonight. We come to hear every word. Lord, because we're resting on every word. I just think about it when the prophet got over there. They said, "Will you be judged?" He says, "Yes." Well, I preached just what Paul preached. I preached just what Peter and all them. He says, they shouted out there, "We're resting on that." And tonight, we cry out also, "We're resting on every word that's been spoken by Your prophet, Lord. We believe Your prophet, Lord. And we're standing, Lord, on every word that He said. Amen. We know that no matter what it is, it's going to be just as He said. We love You, Lord. We commit it all to You, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord. Let's read.
again. Wonderful to be back here in the tabernacle. Get ready to hear the message of the hour. I'm just waiting with great anticipation. This little chorus comes to my mind. It's learning to lean, and I know that's our desire, is to learn to lean on Him more and more every day. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I'm finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning. song came to my heart. It's without him, I could do nothing. And I know that's my testimony. Without him, I would be nothing. I'd be lost. I'm so thankful for what he's done for me. It's number 683 in your hymnal if you'd like to follow along. And
without him, I would.
Oh,
seated. We turn the service now to God's servant and prophet, Brother Branham, to this pulpit for questions and answers on the Hebrews. God bless.